here's the thing. You know, if you ask some Christians, you know, it might seem like we're anti-science.
Yeah.
And, of course, if you ask a lot of non-Christians, they'll be like, yeah, they don't believe in science. Bill Nye is one of those. But really, science and the Bible are more in line with each other than both non-believers and some Christians would like to think. So the fossil record is actually more and more, as time goes on, actually in line with the Bible, disproving the theory of evolution and origins of life based on the secular worldview. The record actually shows more support for the flood, more evidence for things being created according to their kind, and no intermediate species of any kind. Mm-hmm. You know, the Bible is actually in support of science. You know, it actually portrays the brightness of stars confirmed by science. You know, there really is proof that we all came from one ancestor, Adam. You know, Job 36, 27 through 28 refers, you know, to the bodies of water rising then falling back to earth. Sounds like the whole water process of, you know, condensation and all that kind of stuff, right? So just a few examples. And I mean, like, for more on this kind of stuff, I mean, like, I would go to places like Creation Research, you know, Institute for Creation Research, you know, that kind of thing. Because they have all that information there. But what they're finding as time goes on is that the Bible is actually being proven more and more correct as time goes on.
It's kind of interesting. I don't know if you feel this way, but I'm not worried.
Nope.
I'm not worried. Like, sometimes people are like, oh, are you not, like, worried that, like, people are asking questions? And I'm like, no. Like, why would you be worried, you know?
Let's put it this way. Is God stressing about it? No.
God is definitely not stressing about it because he's in control. But one thing I would say, too, is I think that a mistake that we can make with either science or creation is we look at these big concepts. Like, let's take creation. And we say, and we look at the Bible, I mean, and it's like, oh, the flood. And then it's like you try to poke holes through your understanding of the flood without actually getting in, and you're like really studying it out. And, you know, what do experts have to say about this and looking at things? It's like you just want to take an idea and then say, oh, okay, well, that sounds ridiculous, so it can't possibly be true, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's just totally discounted and discredited. But it's like, well, you know, you got to do a little bit more than that for these huge, like, life-altering, potentially, things that you're researching.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, even things like the Grand Canyon, science is actually proving that it doesn't take that long to make something like the Grand Canyon. If you have, like, a localized flood, it doesn't take that long. So it wouldn't take that long for a worldwide flood as it's receding to, you know, make something like the Grand Canyon.
Now, maybe I'd say this, and I don't know if this is wrong or not to say, but I think that there are probably things that some Christians believe, like the way that they interpret the Bible, which maybe are not actually the correct way because we're not studying it out.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, this is the way. And then science and that might not line up, but it's like, actually, this is not really what happened. If you kind of dive into the text, if you get background, if you get history, you know?
Yeah. I mean, like, one of the big ones that, and some people try and do this, you know, and they're well-meaning Christians, but unfortunately it's wrong, is to, you know, use the whole thing of, well, because to God, a day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years is like a day. Yeah. That means one day in creation was actually supposed to be more like 1,000 years, or could represent 1,000,000 years or 1,000,000,000 years. Yeah, and so God used evolution. It's like, no, that's not what God did.
Yeah. You got to be careful with that as well. But very interesting. And then, you know what? I know that I'm taking too much time on this, but remember, I think it was a few weeks ago, we had the once saved, always saved question.
Right.
And you go, hey, well, is the point to prove either one, like, is it really important to talk about these things in that context? Or maybe what's important is getting so far away from the line that it's not even an issue.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the same thing in this circumstance with, like, creation and stuff like that. Like, you can argue all these small details, and maybe we have all the facts, maybe we'll never know all the facts, but is that actually foundational to your faith and the story of Jesus being correct or not?
Yeah.
You know?
And it's interesting. Little side note, I heard Steve Bradley.
Yeah.
He used my little thing there about, you know, staying so far off the mark that you're staying closer to God.
Well,
you know,
it's so true.
He used that in his message on Sunday. So that was interesting.
Did you listen? I was in the crowd.
Were you?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
You have front row seats, baby.
So you're probably like, hey, wait a second. He took that off Pastor Andrew.
Stop it.